of Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud. Okay, listeners, this is where we started talking. Ever heard of the Ghana Comedy Awards? Coming right up. Let's speak with Dennis Boateng, who's the CEO of the Ghana Comedy Awards. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very good.
Okay. Dennis, the Ghana Comedy Awards, I think this is the second of its kind, or the first?
Well, this is the first after a split. Okay. It used to be Comedy and Poetry Awards.
Okay.
That was 2020.
And so, it's a split. What does that mean?
The split, you know, comedy and poetry are two different industries. So we split it last year. We split it last year and had to go comedy alone and then go poetry alone later. So we are starting with the Ghana Comedy Awards.
No, why the split?
But as mentioned, you know, poetry is automatically a different thing from comedy. Though they used to go hand in hand, you know, some poets write scripts for comedians and all of that. But two industries can't always move together. And growing the whole scheme, realized that the scheme has grown in such a way that if you are to continually merge the two, you end up getting about 50, 60 categories, which is not good for the whole project. So we need to pay full attention to them individually by splitting them off each other.
Does that mean that you reduce the categories?
Yes, the categories have reduced. No, not necessarily reducing. If there were two, it would have been very extended. But now that they've been one on their own, now we've added more categories to comedy.
Oh, okay.
And then had more time for poetry as
well. In this case, how many categories are we looking at?
We are doing 30. We are doing 30.
In one night. Wow.
Some are harness. Some are harness, so not necessarily the normal thing. Some are harness. The ones that are public voting and all of that are around 23, yeah.
So we're doing public voting?
Yes, we did it for a while, but it's over. It's over, so now we are focusing on the event.
When is the event?
20th, the coming Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday.
I won't miss it for anything. I love comedy. Will there be performances?
A lot. So
from the comedians or
from
musicians?
The comedians and then a few music acts supporting, but the focus is fully on the comedians. We have Obian Ponsa, we have Lexi the Comic, we have Ebenezer Jumor, we have Ifia Barcelona, we have ID James Brown. And then we have
that James Brown boy, full rough.
He's a great
guy. Hey, he's full rough.
He's a natural. I love him.
Hey,
so much.
They like him, brutal.
Yeah. And so
James Brown, hey. You know, he doesn't even look. Is he Ghanaian?
Yes, he is.
He doesn't even look Ghanaian. You know, once he's like, I remember sometime, hey, the guy. I said the guy make a laugh. Well, I think Plus 233 or National Theatre, one of them. I forgot the event.
Okay.
And this was unscripted. Like, he just, like, freestyle.
Yeah.
The guy got on the stage and he asked some stupid questions. Like,
that's what he does, you know.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. he makes you laugh on the spot.
Oh, like, the guy is good.
Naturally.
James Brown.
Yeah, he's coming in there to do something nice with us. And we have some surprises from our legends. We all know Tommy Annan Forsen.
Mm-hmm.
We all know Fritz, Honorable
That's
Fritz.
That's right. FNF. Yeah. The FNF team.
They're coming to do something nice with us to support the whole movement. And we have also Honorable Mikio Saibekun also passing through.
Another. He Chris, that guy.
Yeah,
man. Mikio Saibekun.
They've been doing it for long. So they just need to touch the mic and it's a blessing. So we are so grateful to all of them for supporting us. So Chris Safo also is really supporting us on the board.
I thought he said he was going to perform.
No, he was on his own.
Get him on the stage.
Well, he'll be in the house, so probably.
So Chris Safo, so great. We want you on the stage. Ghana Comedy Awards. Guys, come and watch So Great perform.
For the first time ever.
Hey.
Yeah, so switching from music to stand up,
you know,
is great.
It's let me say this: it's unfortunate these young friend, and how do you call them? Lato Jean babies. The newbies don't know
Gen Zs.
That's it. They don't know what Socrates Safo has done.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Great guy, yo. The kind of things this guy has done in this industry.
It's amazing.
I don't think Socrates has been given his flowers enough. I don't think so.
Let's hope for good times to have this.
I mean, it's so great. The guy has really entertained us with his movies.
Yes. It got to a time that if you want to watch a movie and you don't watch his, forget about
Charlie.
Yes. That's how great he is.
Before celebrate so great.
We have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, what time?
The red carpet starts at 6:30.
There's a red carpet?
Yes, yes, yes. We need to, you know.
I want to see a fire, Vumba.
Have a feel of what.
Oh, like how they wear in this suit. That means Afro come proper. Oh,
you're always on point, so.
But no, I was thinking, like, oh, let me wear anything casual. I'm just wearing any blazer. And,
you know, there's the Grammy of Ghanaian comedy.
Right.
So we need to treat it as a prestigious platform where we get to project the comedy to the next level. So we all need to make it happen.
Mm. Yeah. Saturday.
Yes.
Starts at 6:30.
That's the red carpet. And then it ends at 8. And then the main event starts exactly 8:30. We don't want to stretch anything this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
What time does it end? Because I'll be on TV.
Yeah.
be on TV.
Yes. At worst, by 12, we should be
okay,
good.
So I'll finish and come meet
TV. Yeah, should be good.
Because there are some comedians, I don't want to miss their performances.
We'll reserve them for you.
Yeah, I mean, OB any day. Lexi the comic, my God.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I look at the guy and I ask, so this head, what at all the inside? Yo!
It's a talent.
And then there's some foolish boy, what be his name? Ojo or something.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy.
Ojo.
That guy is mad. I think.
It's amazing.
Hey.
So I went to, I did a
that guy can make you laugh. I'm like, yo.
Yes,
Ojo. Oh, yes. Yours, God damn it.
we did a project in Kwewu. That was last year. I took them to Kwewu for the Easter comedy show in Kwewu. It was amazing. He was on stage and everybody was on fire.
I didn't feel him too much.
Yeah.
Ghanaian comedians, man. Yeah. But are they really supporting this event?
So far. Yes, so far so good, but you know you not have all of them. But we want to encourage them to really.
So who is not supporting? Name it. Let me put some fire on them right now.
Oh.
The way we are there, they support Ghana comedy. If they can, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Every comedy event, me once I get time, I'll be there. Yeah. Unless I'm booked or I'm also working. Usually, their shows clash with mine on Saturday evenings because I host the. Showtime on Adum TV. Yeah. I think you guys were there over the weekend.
We're
I watched
TV.
You. I was somewhere working.
Wow.
And so I don't get the time to. Okay. But once I finish, and I inquire and get to know they are still there.
Yeah.
Quickly, I drive to the venue to enjoy myself. I don't joke with it. I mean, and so I support them 120%.
That's well.
Yeah.
That's well.
So if you are a comedian in this country and you don't support the Ghana Comedy Awards. If I put some fire on you right now, give me their names right now. Is DKB supporting?
Oh, he's doing amazing. He's
thank you, DKB. I know DKB is a G.
Oh, yeah, he's always.
Nofdek rapper.
I think that we need to encourage them to also make it happen because we are not doing this for ourselves.
Where is it happening? National Theatre?
No.
Or Snap Cinemas?
Snap Cinemas because, you know, the home of comedy.
Comedy, has been right.
Snap Cinemas over the years and they decided to support us this year for the first one so that we can make it happen. And then charity begins at home.
Straight.
We can't start from anywhere without Snap. So we need to graze the place and make it happen over there. So Snap Cinemas, AMA, Kimbu, we are happening. Everything is happening over there.
Mm. Snap Cinemas, 6:30. Wake up at 8:30. We're getting in 9. We start.
Yeah.
We are on till
the break of dawn.
Yes. They're waiting for me to come before the end of the show. Otherwise, I'll come with squad.
Yeah.
I go fit show up with squad. We feel entered. We go on the stage.
Do anything.
Yes.
It's all yours.
We'll go on the stage.
Yeah.
And show them. All right.
Yeah.
The biggest night of Ghanaian comedy. How much are we paying to get in?
So the VIP black is 100 cedis.
Oh.
And then, that's affordable.
So cool. That's so
the economy is too hard. We don't want to stress anybody. And then the
VIP.
VIP. Everybody's a VIP.
Right.
So the differentiation is the black and the gold.
Okay.
So the black is the 100 cedis and then the gold is 150.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Listeners, I have some tickets with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm looking for some nice couple. And I'm giving out these tickets. I'm looking for a beautiful lady. I'll give you 2. You can even use my car.
Yeah.
Any beautiful lady. And Abaku for two.
For this is one.
For this is one.
Yeah, it's one.
I'm buying four for my friends.
All right.
These beautiful ladies, they love comedy. Listeners, I have tickets. If you want to go, let me know. If you want to go, I've got five tickets. I'm buying five tickets for you. This one is from my pocket. This 100 CDs.
Yeah, 100.
500. This is cool. Guys, I'm giving out five tickets. If you want to go, please send your name and your number to our WhatsApp, 054-884-1039. 054-884-1039. I know. Them names are Pepe. But, see this girl. You leave me go marry. You say what? You want to go for the comment? Hey, Grace, go with your husband. You say what? You are the beautiful lady. You are not beautiful. Okay, beautiful day. You are beautiful. But, madam, you didn't marry me. Okay. So, VIP complimentary. Let's all meet at the Snap Cinemas on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Saturday. 6:30.
Red carpet.
Red carpet is on. Sport to kill.
Yeah.
Sport. Chami Sports.
Yes.
To kill. Dennis, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Andy. Thank you so much.
We shall meet.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I'll be there.
Sure.
Guys, when you come, let's meet and take pictures and let's network. Let's exchange numbers.
Yeah.
Let's introduce ourselves to business. Let's grow.
Sure.
And the best way to move forward in this industry, let's come and laugh our stress away, because Charlie Ghana make hot, it make hot too much.
Too much.
Like
too
my
much,
slang, they come and make hot. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you
You're
so much.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Right. See you on Saturday, man.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, stay with us here on this 103.9 FM. This is Daybreak Hits. We're meeting on Saturday. Let's go there and have some fun. Okay? Good. This one we're about to talk. We need to play some songs for you. Wait. We can't live cry be this. Eh? What's happening here? Oh, Charlie, this is not cool. Okay. Listeners, stay on. Here is Raph Father and Kim Paluta. It's the Andy Dusty remix. Hey, Martinez is here. Yo, honor. I could hear behind him, Nira. Me, I day, I'm playing my song. Then, no, I'll be a German. And you will make your eyeball. I'm going to stop playing this song. I'm only playing this because Mide Beji fans can cry is that I reproduced it and I said my year remix into Mide Beji fans. See, I did my somewhere. Somebody figures out how to talk to him. Fio?
Mr. Moo.
Yeah.
Madame Ewa.
I see what I feel. Wow, man, you go. We are Mr. Boy, you need to
repeat
him, I know. So, who's there? This song. As well, this song. It'll go for everybody.
And everybody be a.
Charlie!
Why?
Oh, dear old dog, no. Hey, Tima Kukum. Tima, you two, you left me. You go marry some guy. You, Tima Kukum. Munina, my bumpire, my warrior, and I say, Messen, Munina, all of you. I go spoil them all. Onu Grace, and so saying. Why are they my somewhere sending me voice notes?
Hey, good.
What? I could. Your boy, a guy, you want?
commercial.
Gentlemen, get closer. How are we?
I'm fine, boss.
Nice. Hey, a guy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr.
Why the name a guy?
Maybe be a guy.
Like what?
Like, it's about music. Me a guy. About talking to people. Like, I give respect to everybody. Into like, me movements, me BBI a guy, and you know, I'm a me record label, I'm a guy movement. Like, yeah.
Okay. Wait. What do you have in your neck? What? Nadia has your money. Hey! Hagla, I am warning you. Hagla, just say I'm trying to find the right warning for you. Like, fly, why? What? Why this chain? Is this? What was the? is this one necklace?
Yeah, it's my chain. It's the brand of Ahumani Bakwati.
Mikra program we cry. What am I doing on this show, cry? I want you to show it to the camera. So our listeners on how heavy is it?
40 billion pounds.
I'm asking how. And you have a 40 billion pound chain on your neck?
Yes, please.
Why?
It's my brand.
Your brand?
Yes, please.
That if we find this in any fitting shop, we'll say that that's a guy.
A guy.
Is this silver?
Yeah, it's a real chain. It's a metal chain. Very heavy. If you can check the weight, please.
Me, I won't hold it. Martinez, you can check it, please. Same way Ajagraja asked me. Why are you going to put it on your neck?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Kim Bluetooth on Facebook or say ASMO. And you have this thing around your neck.
I can wear it 24/7.
Really?
Without tired. Getting tired.
Isn't it heavy?
It's not heavy for me.
But it's heavy.
It's heavy.
And you couldn't choose any lightweight, any lightweighted chain but this.
And that's what blew your mind. That will make you talk about it.
Who, me? Kirana say kill alumi. Is it aluminium?
Yes, aluminium and metal.
Okay, let me hold it.
Okay.
Hey, ready nyan coupon. Fly my boy. Handcuff on us.
That's the hook.
It's a hook.
Yes, please.
Brothers, bring your neck. Hey, shall I need more, bro? Hey! Oh, my found compra, hey! Found. Oh! Ah!
Me combat you.
Hey! Charlie! Hey! Like.
Yes, Christ, you cry. Born at you, my.
Hey! Charlie, that is safe.
40 million pounds.
Charlie, somebody else. Jesus. Hey, Brandon. Then you're easy. Hey, guy. Okay. Right, and so we just listen to your music.
Yes, please.
Let me read some comments because there are a lot of comments coming in for you. This is strange.
Okay.
That someone comes for an interview and one question. Kofi Ghana said, this chain is for AY Poyo. Is it not the same thing AY Poyo has been wearing? Or this heavier than AY Poyo's chain?
Similar.
Nana Kwame Boy says, it's better than carrying a punching everywhere. 40 billion. Does Na Maunya Donna say, ask him if he keeps it in the fridge. How do hey, awesome granny. Adeba is asking, but why is the dog? Why do you hold?
I don't use dog.
Oh, he means it's a dog. Dog chain. Hey. I was Andy breaks the DJ's neck. Hey, oh wow. I think so first I said, hey, this guy will kill me on the key. Run and said, train Nadia Pow, train Nadia. That's one here, Jack Wetter says, this one, he be 100K silver. Brother said, you get cancer for your neck, oh, Nadia. Jonathan Alugum says, another AY Poyo, but let him know that AY Poyo can be found anywhere with his goat in Ghana. Gaston and just, hey, Andy, what be this? And I was just saying, no go feel na bomobai. Peter Lawe Taniu said, this guy no be musician, no. Mape. Ah.
Who be that?
He said, he dey like girls. Wow.
You know be true.
But he dey like girls.
No be true. Like, you see, this music industry, you work with women, but...
So you get women.
You say?
You heard me. That's what you say. But you get girls.
No, I have only one girl.
Where is she? The lady you came with?
Yeah, that's my boss and she's my wife.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
hey, yes. And Abigail Johnson says, and please ask him to reduce it, otherwise you'll get a problem with his spinal cord. I knew it was a way of slave trade for you. Jonathan says, Andy, don't let him escape, or he's one of our patients who broke and ran out with the chain. Jonathan is with Pantine. Bernard Benz and Sandy, you don't see anything yet. Chale mi unje, my bro. Yeah. Okay. So when did you start doing music?
Mr. Andy, I started doing music.
Get closer.
I started doing music when I was at the age of 17 years.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm 32 years.
Okay.
So I'm very, very happy. And this is my wish to see you today.
Okay.
Because.
Go ahead, please.
Because I'm here to explode or expose something my family is doing to me.
Yeah.
Very serious.
What are they doing?
Mr. Andy, my family said, if they not die, me, I'll never blow.
Hey.
Yeah, it's a very big case. It's a very big thing. That's why I want to put it on there.
They say and if they don't die.
If they are not dead, I'll not
blow. Once they are alive,
I'll not blow.
You will never make a hit until they
and
die.
And I know as I've come to Mr. Andy, I'll blow.
Please, that's why. Listen. I don't want my problems here, let me ask someone to cry. What's happening to me on this show? Eh? Please. Where's your family? Let's see if we can speak to them to reduce. So they start dying. So you can... if they will start dying,
Mr. Andy, what I'm saying right now, it has gotten to the point that they even in partnership with my landlord and they have quitted me with my things outside right now as I'm talking to
really?
You 2 days ago.
You've been ejected from your home.
My things are outside right now.
Why? Because you're doing music.
Please, can I tell my story?
Yeah, please go ahead and tell your story.
Okay. Mr. Andy, I flew to Dubai to make life. But things was not well, so I came back. Though the moment I dropped, no, I saw a lady on the street. And I picked the lady, and we went home. And when we went home, no, we fell. So I gave her a key to stay home. So anytime I go to work, you see, when I started the music, I said, when I'm at the age of 30, if I do not blow, I'll stop it. So I stopped. So when the lady came, anytime I'm from work, I come back home, the lady said, no, music is my thing. Without music, I'll not make it big. So I should continue. I said, no, I've tried my best. I can't now, because now I have to focus and build, buy some land and build some. He said, no, still music is your thing. So I told the lady. The lady told me that she's seen how I'm suffering. So she has seen that my destiny is tied and putting under my grandmother's bed.
This is the same lady you brought home?
Yes.
The lady you don't know from anywhere?
I don't know
and
from
and picked her. From the streets?
Yes.
She, did she know your grandmother?
She don't know.
Did she know anything from your family?
She don't know me. We just met and we went home.
And you fell in love?
We fell in love and I made her stay home. And
someone
she said,
you met on the streets, you brought her to your home,
yes.
Slept with her, and she started revealing secrets to you.
No, I did not sleep with her.
You said like, you fell in love. And you,
we fell.
And you fell?
Yeah.
And you gave her your... Eddie, oh, she said, a crew man, Cassano. You are quite your hide, you were baby. She said, I do cry and came here. And okay, would you continue?
So
yeah, bro, just
so, Mr. Andy, the lady told me my destiny is tied up under my grandmother's bed.
This same lady you didn't know from anywhere,
yeah,
and didn't know your grandma from
she
anywhere.
Don't know them anywhere. So, as you were saying, I was just laughing. You don't know me, we just met. So, how will you know where my destiny is? Because myself, I don't know.
Mm.
So, she told me you should go to Breaking Yoke.
Where's Breaking Yoke?
Lashibi NDC, Breaking Yoke. Prophet Sefa Spega.
Right.
And we went there. So, when we went there, when the prophet saw me, the lady with me, he shaked my hand and told me that you are blessed. I was expecting you to prophesy on me, but there was no prophet. He said, mine is a folder, but he will not open it today.
Your prophecy, your problem is in a folder?
It's in a folder.
Where? On a laptop or?
I don't know.
you have the folder. Flying my boy has the folder. Bring it. Bring his problem. We have the folder here. The prophet has brought it. Thank you very much. We have your folder here. Your problem is in my hands. Thank you very much. Listeners, a guy, Daybreak Hits FM. I have your folder with me.
It's not this folder.
How do you know the folder? Even the prophet.
Spiritual folder.
Master. Even the prophet couldn't tell where the folder is. I found the folder, no. And I'm telling you, say it's not this folder. Which
okay,
folder?
What's in the folder?
Did the prophet open the folder?
No, he said he will open it later, not now.
So if it's not yet open, how do
you
know?
So you have eyes, eh?
I don't have eyes. This is a physical folder. Who opened it?
Let's see what's inside.
Are you ready?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Finish the story and we'll open it. Okay. Otherwise, our listeners won't be happy.
Okay. So after the pastor blessed me, we went home. We woke up one morning, the lady said, no, I should find some money, let's go to my parents, my grandparents' place. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. So we stood up, we took a car, we went, we reached around 9. The lady told me they will be flying at dawn, 12 o'clock.
This same lady. That took you to... A prophet?
Yes.
The prophet couldn't tell you your grandmother will be flying?
No, he said he will open it, but not now.
That's what I'm saying, but the prophet didn't tell you all of this.
He didn't say it.
The same lady that told you to go to the prophet. So what was the point going to see the prophet if she knew all of this?
No, I don't know. Maybe he wanted a backup.
Right, backup, right.
Yeah. So we went there like a battle. So she told me I should pack every broom in the house and bend them. Because they will fly, they always fly with a broom. So I was seeing like a movie.
Okay.
So I packed all the brooms and I bent it.
Mm.
And we prayed in the house. That time I was so prayerful. I was even
at
shocked.
That time.
Oh, I prayed. So she told me to go under the bed. I will see my destiny. I should bring them out. And I went inside and I raised the bed. And Mr. Andy, what I saw under the bed.
What did you see?
I saw a pot with blood, with calabash, money tied with a red rope, with knife choked inside.
So your destiny is a pot?
I don't know. So I packed all the things with machetes and things. So she told me that when I was a kid, my grandmom used to put her breast inside my mouth. My mother don't have time for me, so she used to give me to my grandmother.
Mm.
So my grandmother puts her...
All of these were stories told you by the lady?
By the lady.
Mm. This same lady you picked from the streets.
So when we go there, I should try and restock the breast again.
Your grandmother's breast?
Yes.
How old were you at the time?
It's just like December, just like past December.
So this means you were about 31 or 32?
Yeah, 31, yeah.
31?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this the same lady you are with now?
Yeah.
The same lady?
She's the one.
Okay.
So I did what she said, and we packed the things and we brought it to the Breaking Yoke pastor,
mm.
and she bent it. When he saw it, he even got scared. That, what have you brought to the church? Is that witchcraft? So he said, quickly, the boys should go and bend it. And they went to bend it. So when we came back home. She, mostly, when we sleep, I see that she's screaming.
The lady?
She's screaming like she's fighting.
The same lady?
The same lady. And when you wake up, you see she's fair. So you see
bruises.
Yeah, marks on her like... You see, like, she has fought with somebody.
In her sleep?
In the sleep.
And you were still with this lady in your bedroom?
No, I'm not scared.
Because I'm not asking whether you're scared. I'm asking whether, I mean, yes, you still had her by you in your bedroom.
Yeah.
The same lady you picked on the streets.
Yes, because I saw that. I was like, I don't understand. God could give someone to come and guide you and teach you ways.
Mm-hmm.
And help out to your life.
Okay. Now this lady, yeah, I don't know, but do you think she's real? Like she's genuine?
She's real. I know her mom, her father, her grandfather.
I'm not asking whether she's a ghost. What I'm asking is, do you think she's real? As in the events, the activities, the things she's saying?
Yeah. It's like she get ICDC.
Mm.
Yes. She's not a prophetess. She's not in this thing. She don't even, she tell me she came to my life to help me in my music career.
Because
it's not easy. And anytime I had an argument with her, she tells me, if I sack her, I will suffer.
This same lady you brought from the streets, you have arguments with her?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, lovers, you do have quarrels then. And she said, if I suck her, I will suffer. I will not blow. So I should let her be with me.
Mm.
Till she will do it for me.
How long have you known her?
We've been together for like 6-7 months.
Okay. And how has your music been so far?
You see, those times, I featured Patapa, Opanka, and Kwakese on the track, and I was looking for medical for 4 years now. I'm not able to get medical.
Oh no, he doesn't deal with the Amotia gang. Oh no, she say well, medical. She say I can't deny what's in the welfare now for burning. You know go get her.
But as
I can't dare say From the look of things, I can't dare. Na prophecy na pa na mbo na abem. O dey mo re.
Father, lady na ya mami, wonya medical mami.
Sir. Okay.
Medical ba verse ni so.
Wa ba verse ni so. Yeah, the radi as you.
Amen. After say oh yes, I den mami wie. Oh yes, I den mami wie.
What did she do?
The lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first she follow artists to stage, like artists follow back.
No, what did she do to get medical on the stage? Also, yeah, Divima, what did she do?
No, me see, you go far destiny in the barrier, you know.
In this case, you've destroyed your destiny. Per your story, if you picked it up under the bed and decided to burn it, that was your destiny you've destroyed.
No, the money. I took the money.
This story, cry, I'm in tears here.
I took the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
They say I should pass you. A lot of comments coming up saying I should pass you over to Prophet Nana Asafu. Say Prophet Nana Asafu. Okay. So now you have things going on.
Very, very, very
cool for you.
So the lady made the medical for me. Medical jump on it. But now the problem is the lady is trying to connect people. But
it's not connecting.
It's very tough. Because now I have medical kwakesi patapai no panka on one song.
One song?
Yeah.
Why?
About Damn Remix.
What is About Damn Remix?
That's the title of the song.
Okay. This is your grandmother. Have you seen her?
You know, since I left our hometown when I was 17 years.
You've not seen
my spirit don't feel like going home.
Okay. The lady asked that you have to go there and suck her breast again.
Yeah, that's the first the when I left home, that's the first time I went to my grandmother's house.
Did you go to suck her breast?
I will suck it.
And she allowed you to suck her breast?
Yes.
Didn't she ask questions why you want to suck her breast?
She was not, but I used a strategy and do it.
What was the strategy? Your grandmother?
Yes.
What did you do? Did you pull a cutlass or did you give
her
money?
It's a normal vibe. But, you know, what I'm saying is not just a normal thing.
Hey, guy, please.
Boss.
If we need any psychological evaluation, mental, let's go to the hospital. Panta is not too far from here.
What I'm saying, I'm real. I'm real. I know what I'm saying.
Kwame Dazi!
After doing all this, before I had medical on my verse. Yes.
So you've broken the
rope. I've suffered for 4 years looking for medical. And I wasn't getting him. Even we saw him at Trazaku. That time, me and the same lady, we were when I was in Dubai, I sent a TikTok girl some money to they should promote my music, and they chopped the money, did not do it. So we took a strategy and we met the girl at Trazaku. And the girl even called squad 15 boys and they beat up my woman.
For so, what?
Like we coming to take back the money. So their medical dropped, the medical came in front of me and he said, "Champion, what's up? Where they going?" And I said, "Oh, Bosu, I didn't find you long time, oh please. I have a song, B, this, I sang to him." He said, "Yeah, I've heard it before. Flodelly played to me." What he told me is, "Mimi, just block, oh." So he said, "Where is my wife?" And I said, "She's inside the police car. The police rescued her." And he went to the police. He went to my lady. And no, she's her goddaughter. Medical's goddaughter. Yeah. So through there, medical said, "No. Go home. Take her home. Take care of her. I will do the song for you for free."
See, medical is a very good guy.
And medical did it for free. Without taking us anything.
Tina mean person say no no. Both of us, he's a good guy. Medical has a good heart.
Free.
Medical is a good guy. He has a good heart. Tunifusuo nyai yanku bonia. Mose makaboni. Medical has a good heart. Kwabna do. Uofaneka say me too for kwabna. Yo, let's listen to the new song. So, About Damn Remix. The song features Kwa Kese,
Medical,
Opanka,
Patapizi.
Hmm. Folks, hey guy.
The network is over.
It's guy movement.
Yeah, they rap.
I shot a patapa down on the same song.
MDK. Kwame. Let me start with Martinez. Let me start. Martinez, you finish him. Charlie, time no day. Would they have 1 minute? 1 minute, Nianko.
Charlie, I feel you. I feel the vibe.
Thank you, boss.
It's like taking us back to Kwa Kese days.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Kwaka se kawon, even though I would have crossed the own to know.
No, that will be a Benny. Yeah, Kwaka se fought hard. Upanka come the murder.
Oh, yes.
Yo, Patapa, my church, I'm losing my voice. Patapa,
why, you know what? Admit a medical beat, Patapa.
Yo.
The same song.
Patapa, easy murder them all.
So,
yeah.
But, boss, my little concern is your 40 billion chain.
Oh, yes, of course.
I don't know the advice you have medically.
Ah.
You understand? You need to check that as well.
Okay.
So, and one thing is, if this is how you are projecting yourself, are we going to see it all the time till maybe when you are called to your ancestors one day? Or maybe no busy. You need to also consider that, because if you are projected this as a brand,
it's with me always.
It's with you always. So medically, you have to also check, because on the, it will weigh you, especially if you're on the stage performing. And for me, I would love to see this on you when you're on stage, to see how it will look. Because
yeah, I was
as an artist, it's always smart to get something to for people to talk about you.
Yeah.
And so once you are getting that, that means the idea is really working.
Nima, VIP Salafest. I perform over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And with your family too, I hope everything go well with you.
Okay, Ria.
Yeah, I mean, you look quite eccentric, but
please break it down.
I don't know how to put it. People might think you're weird, but it's actually a good thing for you. I mean, these days, weird is even good, because we have people like Ashake, we have people like, dare I say, Umale, and all those people coming out and bringing their own style and doing what they want. And I feel I can see that kind of vibe in you, not like their style though, but you are different in your own way.
Thank you. And
I like that about you.
Thank you, ma'am.
But the chain though, what's happening with the chain? You said it's how many billion?
40 billion.
For 40, why?
It weighs. Would you love to hold it?
Am I safe?
Yeah, you are safe.
Am I safe to hold it?
You've all tried.
You've tried.
Sammy Flex even weighed it on his neck.
Ah, is it like,
wow,
are you trying to portray slave trade, or like, I don't understand, because it looks like shackles.
Like, it's my Ahumanu Bakwati brand, like representative. You see, you understand that, yeah, Ahumanu Bakwati.
But you understand what Martinez was saying about your health, right? This is very, very, very heavy.
Yeah, I don't mostly use it unless maybe I have a performance. Oh, I'm going to radio or TV.
Please take it in.
Okay.
It doesn't hinder you when you're performing, because, you know, as an artist, you have to move your body, go on stage, move around. It doesn't...
I do it even better when it's with me.
I see.
Yeah, I move it, I control it.
Okay. All the best.
Thank you.
Kwame.
Ani dusty.
Ahumani de mienu ni nyina.
Ahumani de mienu ati, mienu ati. Na ahumani ye mienu de na yefo. I think I like his vibe, and I like the fact that he has a story to tell. Most up and coming artists, when they come for interviews, don't even know where to start from. And that is why I usually say that if you are an up and coming artist, the first thing you need is for people to play your songs and not an interview. Except if you have a story to tell, and he has a story, and he's here. Go check his views. People are watching him. I think he has a bright future. Thank you.
Chairman, and you have tattoos on your face.
Yes, please.
Yeah, the treble clef, isn't it?
What do you have on your forehead?
This is a music sign.
What does that mean?
The clef.
What does that mean?
The music, like the music.
So what is it doing on your forehead?
Like a music.
Okay. Yeah. And the one on your eye?
Tears of stardom.
Tears of what?
Like tears of stardom. Like I'm trying to be a superstar, you know. Tears of stardom.
So what will you do to become a star?
Mind to write music the people want. Yeah. I make sure I do what the people want, not what me I want. Yeah.
Okay.
And Mr. Andy, please, we have this project, but we don't have any management. We don't have any investor, any money.
Do you have your girl?
No, she's helping me as to get the people.
She will help you to get all the management. What are you scared of? Uzuru?
No, now he left with investor.
She will help you get them all.
In the video shoot.
Believe in her. Believe in her. I feel like you have so much belief in her.
Yeah.
So believe in her.
She helped me to get Mr. Hagler.
Okay.
So I know through Mr. Hagler, we will get to you.
To me already.
Yeah. So you help us to any investor.
Me, I need an investor. I also need an investor.
Mr. Andy, you please really need this because I want to get to the top.
Don't worry. God day. Once you go and open your folder. Once your folder is open, let's see what's inside and we decide from there. Yeah. Chaleba, this is nice. Shoot a video for it.
That's the problem now.
Ah. What's the problem?
Like money stuff, like
money to shoot the video.
Shoot the video. And even right now, as I told you my things are packed outside, you know, it has been a problem. For us, we're having these challenges.
And this same lady didn't see all of these things happening.
They said I should break up with her.
Before they allow you back into the house?
My mom came to the house with the landlord. They sat with me that I should quit with the lady or I quit with her.
Okay.
And I said the lady is the one helping me because my mom... Those times, way back in 2019, you said something like AYPOU. I started this before I realized AYPOU jack up with it. But, you know, it's part of the game.
I think it'd be yours. It'd be yours.
So, they sat with me. They said, I should let the lady go. And I said, no, the lady is the one helping me. Because those times, I asked my mom for just 3,000 to take my music to Foresight TV. She didn't know. She tell me no.
I see someone getting in to help you. Don't worry. It will happen.
Amen.
Come on. Listeners, this is where we end it. His name is Aya Guy. So the song is out on all platforms.
Aya Guy, the spelling is 3Y3 G-U-Y. 3Y3.
3Y3. Aya Guy. Listeners, please go and stream. Let's support him. Let's support him. All right. Now, the TGMAs is finally out with the new nominations, the final nomination list. With the omissions, the errors and omissions, finally, Kwekwana Nsiba Amrado has made it to the nominations list. The board considered and nominated Kwekwana Nsiba remix in the Best Our Lives song category instead of the song's original version. To throw more light on it, let's speak with musician Amrado. Bema, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Bobby.
How are you?
Please, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Are you back from Germany?
Yes, please. I just got to Ghana.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
Boga. Yeah. Boga, no. Okay. All right. Congratulations. Your song, Kwekwanansi, has made it to the TGMAs. How does it feel?
Thank you very much. My regards to all your listeners and my fans. I feel very well appreciated. Not just for myself, but then for the people out there who needed this. Because I believe that in as much as I am an artist and I needed it. I believe the people who supported me through the course, who supported the song, who made it a nationwide hit, are also pleased, and then we all can move forward peacefully now. So I'm very excited, and then I'll say a big shout to my team for sending in the petition, and then shout to TGMS for giving us the ears.
Okay, now if it wasn't, or if it couldn't make it to the categories, how would you have felt? Would it have been okay? Would you let it pass? Would you?
Okay, so honestly, I when I found out that I wasn't in the nomination list, especially the most popular song, I was a bit indifferent. I was like, is this to challenge me to work harder and come back, or is this to tell me that I didn't do my best or the song wasn't that big? So, but then when I went online after the initial nominations were announced, people were all over the place fighting for me. So I was pleased in a way, and then I was a little bit, I felt awkward a little bit. But then, you know, I've tasted losses throughout my career. I've tasted some wins as well, plenty wins as well. So I just learned from whatever happens to me, and then I move on.
So you wouldn't have complained?
Not at all. I think I did on my pages. I asked why I wasn't nominated, and now my answer is here. So I'll just have worked harder as an artist.
Now, away from Kwekwanase,
okay.
Were you pleased with the list that came out? Did you have any other complaints or petitions?
Okay, so I was pleased with the exception of Songwriter of the Year. I thought it should have made the cut, but then it's fine. As I said earlier, I'll just keep working harder and harder.
Before you go, let me ask you this. So, now, are you leaving out rap? Is it going to be singing now? Because Kwekwanase did great. You followed up with the remix. Then came Abronoma. All of these are sing songs. Does that mean that you are now turning into a singer?
Not at all. I think I'm only telling people how good I am and how well I can get out of my comfort zone. But I'm at least known as a rapper, and I'm always going to stick to that. Yeah, so most of the times I believe that if somebody raps for 7 years and he does singing for 2 years or 1 year, it doesn't wipe out all the hard work he's done as a rapper. And I believe that everyone who knows me knows that I can never turn my back on rap music.
But so I think the singing has really paid off much more than rap, or?
No, that's not true.
Oh, really?
The singing has introduced me to a new set of audience, a wider audience. But then I can never turn my back on the people who held me down throughout my rap, like hardcore rapping days. And up till now, even if I close my eyes and give me a microphone, I can't speak. So I wouldn't say the singing has helped me more than the rap music. I think both have helped me equally. Yeah. So I'm grateful to me rapping and me singing. As I said earlier, it's just me trying to evolve, trying to go through the mill and finding myself properly. Yeah. The fact that I can sing or the fact that I can rap doesn't mean I'll forgo one. Yeah.
Amrado, if you had to choose between singing and rapping, which one would you go for?
I'll choose both because I believe.
No, pick one.
I'll pick rap. Rap music.
You'll pick rap?
Yes, please.
Aquape rap. Upe rap too much. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for talking to us. And congratulations to you. Congrats, man. Okay. I wish you all the best. And welcome back. All right, listeners. So that was it. Adam, welcome.
Thank you, Chairman.
Nabagu, come and sit down. Yeah.
Are you a teacher?
Yes.
I like that command.
Ashes.
Sit down.
Yes. Sit down. We can come sit. But yeah, we know they play. Yeah? Yeah. Where's Robert?
Yes, Robert. Robert.
Come and sit down.
Adam, you've been won by Real.
Eh?
I didn't call
Robert.
Nah, I shouldn't call Robert.
You all make yourself headmaster. You headmaster in the movie. No, be here. Okay, quickly, Adam, let's start with you.
I think coming from Amrado's position, it will be a good news for him because, I mean, he queried why the original song didn't make it, but the remix version, rather, and he also felt strongly that the song should have been nominated for the most popular song of the year because he felt that another year in review, the song made a lot of impact. And that has been granted. And I'm sure he's really happy and he feels that that hard work has been rewarded. On the side of the VGMA, I think it's a good initiative they've brought out. That's the errors and omission to correct some errors. However, I would have wished to even hear about, I mean, on the basis for which the original song was earlier ignored for the remix. And that, I mean, swap has recently been done. I would love to understand more of, I mean, the basis on which they arrive at that and on the basis on which they have arrived at this, so that it will help us, because it also helps let people know that they didn't just do it, but it was grounded on some metrics, you understand? So it wasn't just ignored, but it was ignored for a certain reason. And now it has been granted based on such reason, so that people really get to know that, oh, it's not that they are not just doing anything like that. They have a certain, I mean, mechanisms for which they did that. So, since we are not given that opportunity to hear more about what went in behind the scene, and we will keep guessing. And, I mean, it's all good.
Yeah?
For me, regardless, I'm just happy for him. I'm just happy that at least he's been acknowledged for that song, because it's a very, that song dominated last year. It was very impactful. A lot of people were singing it. It was helping people reflect a lot about their lives, especially during hard times here in Ghana and Accra. So I would just like to say kudos to Amrado, and at least he's been able to garner himself a nomination. So that's okay.
Not only him, I think there was another.
Yeah, Slim Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Kenneth or something.
Yeah, so.
Which I think it was nominated for. Was it collaboration? And later they realized that the fact, based on the facts available, it was a joint project.
So, I mean, I just like the fact that it went into a committee to be scrutinized properly to find.
It was filed quickly. It was filed as.
I'm not done talking, Edem.
It's on the same thing, so that it will set the
record
straight.
I get
straight.
It, but I'm just.
You continue.
Saying,
let's set the record straight.
Okay, Edem.
We're educating the public. So
you couldn't get it earlier.
I was looking for. I wanted
exactly,
to be.
So have you found it? But yes. I wasn't done talking. Still.
So they said.
You started her talk.
Exactly.
So let her finish. Then you correct her.
Continue.
Go ahead.
So they said.
And you are continuing.
Yes, to continue.
Adam. Adam.
This is for educational purposes.
But you have it right in front of you. So and she's speaking from. Let her Onyema, end with her thoughts, Onyema, and then you.
Onyema, continue.
Please, madam.
I'm not madam. I'm done.
Nana
I'm actually done.
Onyema,
I was actually done.
Forget it. Yawa no na
I'm actually done.
What is your story? Yes.
No, I'm done. Andy, I'm done. Let him continue.
And then please continue.
So the release says that "Lonely Road" by O'Connect and Slim Kid. This collaborative submission initially filed as a featured work has been the subject of correction. The management of both artists pointed out that Lonely Road was a joint project by O'Kenneth and Slim Kid and not a feature. The board noted this and has thus corrected the nomination to reflect Lonely Road by O'Kenneth and Slim Kid. So now it's a joint project. That's how it's been acknowledged.
Okay, Martinez. Asam Nenuen.
And it is a good news for our industry. It tells how we've grown as an industry. And I am very happy for Amrado. I mean, having these two songs, the original and remix being nominated, that's huge for an artist. It tells how
that's
he's been working.
It's been replaced, though.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The remix.
Okay. So it tells how he's been working very hard. And for me, I believe that it's a step in the right direction as an artist. If you don't understand something or if there's any confusion, you just just raise a concern. You don't argue and fight the board or make challenges and all of that, but you raise a good concern. And like you said, his team and everybody who has played and support actually made an effort to make this happen. And TGMA has proven that when it comes to the awards, I mean, Ghana Music Award Charterhouse is a leader. Because look, back in the day, there wasn't opportunities like this. You only complain. But we've gotten to the point where they've now opened room to listen to everybody. That make it official, make a complaint, and let's see how we can go about it and make the corrections. And, you know, it's all about growth. And it's working. I mean, the first one was, I think the other time it was about J-Bad and Austin make that concern. And quickly, there were changes. So for me, it means that 1 week window that people didn't have belief in earlier when it was introduced, that, oh, we're now more introduced ground, you work, they have proven that it is really working. At least there are signs that, look, the awards is for all of us. So let us all come together. Let us correct things, but not to fight the scheme. So I'll commend them for making this effort. And who knows, maybe Amrado my win.
Okay, listeners. Ashes.
Yeah,
Ramwe.
Greetings to all.
Mm-hmm.
As a musician,
the most truant Ashes is here.
Oh, they hack my phone. That'd be why you didn't see me for a while.
But what has your phone got to do with your presence? What has that got to do with Ashes being truant? Come on for that.
So you see, as a musician, you have to be really proactive. In terms of when you feel that something is going wrong against you, you don't leave it as it is. You know, a lot of musicians, sorry to use the word, are very timid. They really know what's right, or they have the facts to back their case, but most of them just stay behind. Oh, make what can you cry? Oh, as I see. No, you need to make a case for yourself at all times. And this, I think, has thrown the lights on a typical example how some of these musicians, if they feel things are going wrong, should act. It's not about fighting. It's not about insults. Make a case for yourself, you know, and the right quarters will hear it. And, you know, if you push for what you're expecting, I'm sure you will get it. So Amrado has shown the way. And if there are others who also feel undone or unjust, I think they should also come up and make a case for themselves. You know, the board can't get it all right, or they can't be right all the time. You know, there are times where you see the blatant mistakes, but because it's just pundits talking and the artists themselves are not making a case to back what's actually on the ground, it gets to slide like that. So it's a good example. Let's see how it goes.
Mm. Now, yesterday we started a topic on Nana Kwame Bediakon, Freedom Jacob Caesar. You know, last week he paid us a visit. And Charlie, what's happening with my sweet sister? And okay, we'll discuss that later.
Please,
I said we'll discuss that later. Thank you. When you cry. Nana Kwame Bediakon in the interview stated that government did not properly utilize the Year of Return initiative. I don't know whether you were listening. Did you listen to the interview?
Yeah, I did. Snipes. Not
okay. Nana Kwame Bediakon mentioned that government did not properly utilize the Year of Return initiative. Ashes, do you think so?
Yes, I know.
So well, the... Go ahead, please.
I'm saying yes and no.
Okay, why yes? When you're done, I'll ask why no.
No, go around and come. I know why. I want to sample.
Adam, yesterday you shared some opinions.
Yeah.
Is it anything different?
I stated, I think that it's a work in progress, because this is
for like a certain period, that is for like 10 years period, and the COVID-19 slowed the progress. And if you look at the blueprint, it has about 7 pillars, and in the pillars it's about experience Ghana, invest in Ghana, diaspora pathway to Ghana, and all of these things, if you check, it has a strategy to leverage on those who are coming into the country. So with the experience Ghana, people are coming in. Then when they come in, there is a Celebrate Ghana, which, I mean, deals with the festivals, among other things. And there is a Invest in Ghana. It is why they have opened the Office of the Diaspora Affairs at the Office of the President, which is coordinating all the diasporans who come and even want to stay. And over the years, we see symposiums, seminars being organized at the International Conference Center. And aside that, we see so many of them being at events and others even changing their nationality. So this is what they are leveraging on. So like Cheddar said, it's not just the 2 weeks, as he's saying. It goes beyond just the 2 weeks with this Invest in Ghana and other things. So, I mean, it's a process. I would have loved him to suggest some of the things he think we can do, because even abroad, not every festive period lasts for the year. Coachella and other things, it is seasonal. When there is summer and certain events are coming, it is seasonal. So, I mean, those seasonal events, there's nothing you can do.
Did you hear what he said properly?
Yeah,
that the people come in, they only come to celebrate, and then they leave.
And I've shown you that that's not the case.
That was what you were challenging him the other day.
Yeah, the 7 pillars shows that that's not the case. And
there was something you were trying to push him, you were pinching him with, that didn't really sit well with him.
Yeah.
What exactly were you putting across?
That has to do with the global info analytics.
Or the import.
No,
the land port.
No, that one was different. But this one was, it has to do with the, that one also had its own difficulty with him, and also the global info analytics. I mean, the analytics they brought on the policies of the various parties, as well as the polls for the various parties. And he was trying to, I mean, say, dismiss everything and make it look like maybe some of us have been pushed by them to, I mean, do these things. But that's not the case. It happens. So what you have to do as a party is you look at the various metrics they use, what can you take from, and what do you think is wrong, so that you do not, I mean, repeat some of the mistakes they have showed in there. Because if you check the policies of the parties, he's been going around a lot, and I would have expected that his policy would have shot up, but it wasn't. And I was trying to bring his attention to that, and I think it didn't sit well with him. So, I mean, it's cool. And that of the inland port, I thought that he should also look at other inland options, because it may be cost-effective than the dredging. You know, the dredging may cost a lot, but you can get that through the inland port, which may cost less, because you may need to pay a lot of compensations. And as a developing country, I mean, we can start by chlorine, then we begin to stand, then we run. So I mean, that's a point I was trying to make with that.
Okay, Ria?
For me, I would say that when it comes to you asked a question as to if the government was, we think the government is really living up to the aim of the year of return, isn't it? That's the question that you're asking. For me, if it's about the visiting Ghana, having the experience, the tourism and everything, I think they've done a good job, and they've been able to hold it down to for years after, which is something that we hardly find here in Ghana. But then when it comes to the investment, I would kind of agree with Nana Kwame Bedia, Nana Kwame Bediako on that, because I have personally had a few, I personally know a few investors that have come to Ghana in relation to the year of return, trying to help, you know, Ghanaians with a lot of expertise and a lot of developmental stuff. But then, unfortunately, there's so much. I don't know whether to blame it on bureaucracy or whatever it is. It just never seems to come into full fruition. And a lot of people have been asking for monies and so many things. But that's another conversation for another time. I just hope that we are able to fix the developmental part, the investing and all that. Because when they leave, just as Nana Kwame Bediako said, they come, pump the money into the chilling, and then they leave. They don't necessarily find something profitable for the Ghanaians to do for Ghana or to do to boost the economy. So, yeah, that's what I have to say.
Martinez?
Andy, I only see this as a concern, and it's good he raised that. But like Adam said, this is very young. It's a new initiative, and we have to exercise some patience, because yes, it's a 10-year development plan to boost tourism, and based on that, the beyond the return has been introduced. So whichever way, it's still giving the country a certain image and a certain recognition. I mean, it's also creating opportunities, because definitely I'm sure our artists get the opportunity to meet, you know, certain influencers to also help project whatever plans they have or whatever dream or aspirations they have. But, you know, coming from another political party, I see it as an opportunity to make, you know, some kind of campaign. And it's good. It's all part of the game. Clearly, he's a young man, and he's been traveling around. He's seen a lot of innovations and innovative ideas that has, you know, been implemented. And he feel we could do same. And so those concerns are legitimate. But I wouldn't, based on that, condemn the government for not doing much or making some great opportunities from it or not utilizing it well. Because, like I said, I see it as a campaign message from him. He's actually campaigning for the seat. And for me, I would love to see, you know, young men coming on board with innovative ideas. Especially, one thing I've heard about him is that he played a key role in our art and entertainment behind the scene. I mean, coordinating and facilitating so many things behind the scene, which a lot of people might not know. Some people got to hear of him when he showed interest in, you know, the race or politics. But behind the scene, he's been doing a lot, meaning that he has interest in the art and entertainment. And that tells that if you also somehow get the opportunity, he might come up with some kind of plans and ideas to help boost our sector. And so that is where he is coming from. But let us also commend the government, and I'm sure we've been doing that every time we get an opportunity to speak about the beyond the return and the year of return, because it is something that brought some excitement, that brought some energy into our country. And it's young, but in as much as it's young, we still have to share ideas. We still have to, if our government have to allow ideas to come on board, there should be that space whereby people with great ideas, great minds, to help project this thing to the global market, you know, to come on board. So what he said, whichever being with any good message that come out from it, I believe that the government can tap into it and is allowed.
Ashes, before you come in, let me give you a little insight for our dear friends who missed the interview. Just almost 2 minutes long. Stay with us.
And I think the current government did a great job with promotion. They promoted the country very well. I give that to them. However, it was just based around festivities. So, you know, beyond something, and
Year return.
Yeah, that was all great ideas. You know, it really helped the country. You know, you'll be surprised if you tap into my history. I started this movement in 2002 when I started a nightclub called Temptations, where I invited people from England and Holland and all of that. I'm sure, Andy, you know about this. And at that time, that's when you probably heard of me. So what I was doing then is what they just did on a bigger scale. But I had the people coming every Christmas.
Are you going to continue it?
No. I stopped. You become president? No. I stopped a long time because.
No, you see, asking of the year of return.
No, I think we should not really consider that as a business support. Okay, it's just leisure. They didn't turn it to a business support because when the people came, they celebrated for 2 weeks, and after the 2 weeks, they didn't have anything substantial that convinced them to leave their last investment in this country. So they just left. And then it became a memorial thing for them that every Christmas, Ghana is freedom and it's fun. And you can party till 6, 8.
Now, so the tourism ministry gives us figures of how they contribute to our economy almost every year.
Oh, look, they will, but they do it just for 6 days. So they will come, they will buy things here, they will circulate, and then they leave. Okay, that's a vacuum in your economy.
It's FA 103.9.
So you heard him?
Yeah.
Right.
Can I talk?
Go ahead, please.
Okay. So why I said yes and no. Yes, it has projected the country's name. If you travel all around the world, or if you travel, if you're an extensive traveler, you interact with people a lot, you get to know that they are all poised in coming to Ghana during Christmas. The fanfare and everything that we kind of have always gets to them, you know. It's not only Christmas. It even starts with the painting thing. What's the name? Manjain thing.
Chalewati.
Mm-hmm. Chalewati kickstarts our calendar year, if you ask me. And then it runs through till the December period where the music and the party and everything, you know, gets to be seen
Afro,
more
Afro future
and all those things. You know, there are instances where the whole of Accra is kind of choked. Even the small pubs around areas get their share, because the frenzy in the air makes everybody want to, you know, join the party. Yes, they're doing well with that advertisement and putting Ghana on the map, but sustaining it is where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Have they been able to sustain that same energy, or it drops after the Christmas thing? I think that is where Kwame Bediakon is asking, that why do we make it only for a particular period rather than making it an all-year through thing? Look at countries like Kenya, Namibia, Tanzania, whatever. Those countries that have wildlife and they have something to actually drive their tourism thing. They don't sleep. It's a yearly activity. We as Ghana should not just base it on the party side or the jamboree thing. No,
you go to Uganda or Barbados.
Yeah,
straight
every zone. Time there's something happening. And we can actually do that. Listen, last time I was thinking about something. I'm like, why is it that we have festivals in our communities or in our rural, where we all come from, and we have allowed all these festivals to die out? We used to have the Abuachie Festival, which was a hard thing. Like, you know, you would see adverts on TV, people paddling canoe, and they are going to catch animal and all those things. But do you really hear it now? It's like everybody's busy doing their thing. Nobody really cares about that. What if an organization, what if an organization is taxed to take care of, these festivals, like an agency that is actually involved in promoting these festivals? Do you know what it can also actually bring? But because it's a government thing, and I think their focus is on the year of return, the December thing. So they've left other places which can actually drive the country, because we have the Homo Festival here, which is a big deal. If there was an agency which is actually like pushing it, becoming one of its events, you know, and projecting these things.
It's even one of the pillars under the Beyond the Return. Celebrate Ghana. That's where.
But they are not celebrating it. They've left that to the communities.
Yes.
That is an avenue where people would want to come in throughout the year to watch one festival or the other. If it's been given to an agency to run it, where they have from Monday to Friday, Sunday, they have events running. Why wouldn't I want to go to Dambai Festival to watch what's happening, or want to go to Braka 2 Fest? Something, I will go. Because it is the promotion that drives you. So we have done well with the year of return in terms of that, but it will get boring at some point. It will fade out at some point. If we don't add other activities and make it a yearly thing, it will fizzle. Like, you know, other countries like Nigeria and them, they will pick it up. They also find a way of doing what we are doing. Yes, and then what are you going to do? What would you have to sell again? So our people need to actually sit up.
I think if we get there.
Oh, yeah, it could be another thing. They go take it. And you see, the only thing that helps us. The thing that helps Ghana is the only thing that Ghana used to beat plenty countries when it comes to this thing is security, and the freedom at which we have. You can walk anywhere at any time and you are okay. Small question day inside, but it no be regular thing like that. It no be regular thing like that. But the other side, no cool like that. You can't do. After a certain period, you know, if you walk through certain streets, you lie.
For day one,
you lie. So Ghana has it. We have the conversation is okay between individuals. The communication, I mean, you can easily communicate. That is the thing that we are beating people with. But I'm telling you, a time will come when we will not be as vibrant and it won't have that luxury again. So we should plan the thing from January to January.
Ayo, anyanum ne adofonum. *281#. So why is Lewin crying?
Always crying.
He's been seen crying all over. I can't lie with this.
Andy, today the driver I picked, Charles Asario, see, when we trust, and I'm saying, Uncle Suntra. Or they need sleep near the chairman, I'm saying, Uncle Suntra.
Start to 81 Ash.
Charles Asario, me see you the Uncle.
Charles Asario.
I bet Payamano.
Today I prophesied that someone who hasn't won it yet will win it today. Oh, okay. Nana Champion, lover man, champion lover. Nana, what can you do? Nana!
Bradosi.
Nana!
Bradosi.
What can you
do? I'm coming home.
Congratulations, Nana.
Thank you so much.
So you've won what? 1,000 Ghana cedis?
Yes, please.
Is this your first time?
Yes.
So my prophecy came true?
Yes.
Ah! Man, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I said, yeah, I'm praying for someone who hasn't won it yet.
Thank you so much. Your prayer was powerful.
Too much. Yeah, too much. Wow. Where are you, please?
Adenta.
Yes, sir. Okay. Congratulations. How much did you stake?
5 cedis.
Huh? Charlie, 5 cedis. You see, I've always been telling people, oh, Nana, tell them if it's not true or if it's not real.
It's real. It's 100% real.
Wow. Well, I'm so proud of you. Shall I enjoy your 1,000 Ghana?
All right.
You're welcome. Listeners, this is where we end it. Thank you all very much for listening. Ashes.
The guy who hacked me, you know. And what's up? I find him. And we'll be coming for him very soon.
You find out.
Oh.
What be name, sir? Something.
No, that's not his name. He knows himself.
Hack you.
Yeah, they hack my phone. And so, I tell the guys I go catch him. He thinks I'm joking. Very soon. If he knows how close we are, if he's listening.
Like you run.
You know how I save your name on my phone?
What?
I go catch you. But everybody should be careful with the links they open on their phone.
Yeah.
Especially if anybody send you any OTP thing and you are not sure of that, please do not enter. Because if you enter that room, you know if you come out.
Thank you, Ashes. Thank you, Ria. Ria, are you okay? Yeah. And I change now so Munatia can go. Thank you, Martinez. Thank you for coming, Kwame Dazi. Thank you, Robert. Thanks to my producers, Nana Kwame Labi, Fly Nima Boy, and DJ Bradash. With support from Mr. Hagler, who's coming up next with his program Music Box. A big thank you to Telecel. Telecel Ghana is delighted to inform you that they've successfully secured 100% of the internet capacity and data services on both the mobile and fixed are being fully restored. Telecel, connecting energies. A big thank you to Betway. A big thank you to Top Herbal Clinic, MTN, Franco Trading Enterprise, Go TV. A big thank you to Game Park. My name is Andy Dusty. Same time tomorrow, we shall meet again. Bye, but for now.